Next item on the agenda is student affairs. Regent Dennis.
I'd like to come up and he's going to talk to us about master plan.
Thank you, Chair Dennison, and to Board of Regents, Bomi. This is the most wonderful time of the year. That is the beginning of the fall term. With students already on campus 2 weeks out before we start, we'll have a large influx of students who will be coming in starting tomorrow in preparation for participation in our annual tradition of the master plan. And I have people with me today to talk to you about the master plan program, so you'll know what our new students are going to be doing this next week. And it's also an opportunity to introduce to the board Dr. Catherine LaRoche, who's our new AVP for student engagement with enrollment and student experience. She's an exceptional addition to our team leadership, and I'm so glad to have her here, truthfully, personally. I'm so glad to have her here. It's my honor to both introduce her and then allow her to introduce her staff, who's going to be talking to you today about the master plan.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Logan said. My name is Catherine LaRoche. I'm the Assistant Vice President for Student Engagement. I am coming from Arizona State University, where I served there for 11 years in various roles, but primarily in housing and Res Life, and then the Dean of Students Office. But I'm very familiar with Kentucky because I was born and raised here, grew up in Elizabethtown, and my mom is an alum from WKU, so I'm very familiar with the university. I am excited because I get to introduce Jenny Hensley, who is our parent and family engagement coordinator, but I like to think of her as the mastermind behind Master Plan this year, and so she has a very good wealth of knowledge and is going to present to you what that's going to look like this year. So, Jenny, do you want to come up?
Absolutely. Thank you, Catherine. Right here. Got it. Okay. Look at you. Jeff Younglove over there on technology. Had no doubts this would all be set up. We're going to introduce Master Plan with a video. And I'm going to talk a little bit while the video is playing. There may be some music behind it that we don't necessarily need to hear. So, Jeff, if you hear some music come up, well, you can do that, right?
Right.
Okay. So, well, first of all, I'm going to start with just introducing Master Plan.
Is that supposed to work when
I push the button? Second. Sound anyway, so we're in good shape. Okay, we're going to start off just introducing this with a video of last year's program. And this is from 2022, and Katie Corbin over here to my left is the marketing genius that put this together. But it gives you a little snapshot of what we do, what the program is. A week long of a lot of energy, a lot of late nights, a lot of hands going into making this a true success. You will see activities that start on Monday. We've been training staff the past week, getting ready for a week long of activities that starts on Monday and truly ends on Saturday. So a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. And personally, I would like to say I've been here for 25 plus years, and I've had the honor of doing some other great programs throughout the years, homecoming being one of them. And for me personally, homecoming was special because I was able to see, you know, alumni come back and relive their college days. For me on this side, I'm getting to see it begin. And our students come in with zero expectation, big eyes, not sure what to expect, and by the end of the week, they have that spirit. It's there, they're ready to start their career at WKU, and it's truly just a ton of fun to watch it all come together. So just a few more seconds of the video to wrap up what we do, and then we will go through the schedule just a little bit so you guys see what's coming up for the next week. And we will talk through some of what we do, what we try to introduce to our students, and then we'll wrap up with a few photos, and then any questions, if you guys have any questions towards the end. And there we go, okay. Okay, so the master plan officially kicks off next Tuesday. So when we say Monday, the reason we say Monday is because move-in starts Monday. So we will have over 2,000 students moving in Monday and Tuesday of next week. Thank goodness for lots of volunteers that come and help us do this. It's a special year because master plan is 30. It's started this program in 1993, believe it or not. Okay, by the numbers, just a few things to show you guys what MasterPlan is about. Currently, we have over 2,000 students registered to attend MasterPlan. Next Tuesday, we will have probably 100 or more walk-ins that will sign up on the spot. So you're looking at a large percentage of our student, first-year students that come to MasterPlan. We have those 2,100 students, we say. We break them down into cluster blocks, into small groups led by 79 cluster facilitators. Those individuals are cross-campus. So we have faculty and staff that come and teach these students. We have community leaders across Bowling Green that come and spend a week in the classroom with these students, helping them do everything from learning how to do their meal plans to knowing what Blackboard is. Some of the things that we talk about every day on the Hill that they're not familiar with until they come to MasterPlan. We have 45 student mentors, just came from them. They're arriving here. They actually arrived last night. We train them to help lead our students throughout the week. Most of these students participated last year or the year before, and they truly come back. They move in early, they experience MasterPlan with the students, and they're volunteers. They do it because they love it. And we have 35 pro staff members, and that is just a snippet of the pro staff that actually puts on this program. It takes a lot to put it on, plus a lot of resident assistant students that are helping manage all of our first-year students in the residence halls. And it's not just fun and social, it works. And it is truly a retention tool. First to second year retention of students increases by over 7%, and the on-time graduation rate increases by 15% for students who participate in the MasterPlan program. So it works, we know it's doing what it's supposed to do. Okay, we're gonna go through just a little bit of the schedule, throw some pictures up there. It's a lot. I'm not going to talk through every event. Don't want to do that to you guys. But here's just a few of the pictures, too, to show you. On Monday and Tuesday, when we have our residents moving in, we have hundreds of volunteers who come and help that move much quicker. 2 years ago, when my son was moving in, I wasn't in this position just yet, but I was overwhelmed thinking about how we're going to get all this in. Literally, before we could get out of the vehicle, we had someone with a box there ready to help us. It's an amazing system, and it's beautifully run. It really is. So we do that Monday and Tuesday during the day. Monday night, we have a lot of students already here, so we put on a few activities for them. We show a movie. We're doing a throwback movie, believe it or not, The Parent Trap. Not the original. The Lindsay Lohan version is actually throwback from the 90s. So a little throwback on the Monday of MasterPlan week. So Tuesday is when we officially kick off MasterPlan. And the first event that we do is an I Am First welcome reception, and it's a pretty special one. This is our second year doing this event, and of the 2,100 students that we have coming back right now, almost 500 of those are listed, self-identified as first-generation college students. So we have a welcome event for them. We bring them in and say, hey, you are not alone. We know this is a lot. It's a little overwhelming, but we are here to support you. We have alumni that come back and are there in the room with them, faculty and staff too, that are also first-generation college students to support them. And then we go to our cluster blocks, those small groups with our RAs, and then we kick off the night with a lot of fun. These are some pictures from last year. We have our block party that's down in First Year Village Lawn. It's very Instagrammable. Lots of pictures, lots of fun. And then we do our first traditional thing with the Topper Walk. And if you know Topper Walk, when they graduate, they're coming down the hill for Topper Walk into the stadium. For MasterPlan, they're walking up the hill for their first Topper Walk to start their career at WKU. So we walk them, Big Red leads them. Sam's coming to speak to them, right? Yeah, that's right. We start the Topper Walk, First Year Village, and lead them up to Smith Stadium, where we will do their picture. It's 2027 on the field. It looks so easy in the picture, doesn't it? Yeah. And then after the picture, we have a giant icebreaker for 2,000 plus students on the field. Super fun. Then we feed them pancakes over at Fresh Food at DSU. It's a late night, and it's a lot of fun. Just a snapshot of the rest of the week. Every day, we start in the classroom. So from 9 to 11, we have those small groups where they're learning. Those are mandatory. They have to come to those. And then we have a lot of activities through the day. The evening things are not mandatory. They're optional. They can go to any and all of them they want to. We want them to come to them, but if they have sorority activities and some of those other things, they're allowed to go to those. We do let them. We're not going to make that mandatory. But some things that are, during the day, their rotations, their college kickoff events. We give them the opportunity to go into the colleges, meet with their deans, their faculty during that week. A lot of the activities in the night. This picture is from a Create a Creature. It is a Build-A-Bear with a WKU shirt on. Super popular. They go fast. Lots of fun things that we do. Bingo. We do a talent show. We do all things. Thursday, again, we start inside the classroom. And then we have an on-campus part-time job fair for students who are looking for campus employment. We do our Living Learning Community. Has a kickoff for them and then a social. More on Thursday, we have our Big Red Backpack where they can order their books. They can go pick those up a special time during Master Plan Week where it's a little less crazy and hopefully lines are a little shorter for them. And then a ton of activities that evening as well, all social activities that they all can enjoy. And then on Friday, again, we always start with the classroom events. And then we have a large event in the Preston Center called WKNU Involvement Fair. We have all of our student organizations that come in together, and they are just waiting for these first-year students to walk in the door so they can encourage them to be a part of their club and organization. It's a fun one on Friday afternoon. And then we move into Topper Traditions. And Topper Traditions is a fun one where we are teaching them how to stand up when we do stand up and cheer, right? How to wave the red towel. The coaches come and speak to them. It's fun. It's high energy. And it is a great way to send them out into Topperfest, which is truly a community-wide event hosted by President Caboni right up here on South Lawn. So it's a fun evening activity for the entire community, not just for Master Plan students, for everybody in the Bowling Green community. Right? We want to invite everybody. Right?
Everybody.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be on TV at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday to invite the entire city and county to come to campus.
Awesome.
Regents also are more than welcome to join.
And then we go into Saturday. Saturday is optional, but Saturday is a community service option for our students. Students can participate in any of these different organizations across the Bowling Green community. They receive 4 community service hours for participating. Our student activities runs this event, and of the over 2,000 students that are registered, over 500 of them have volunteered to be here on Saturday to spread that piece of service across the Bowling Green community. So we'll go through a few pictures and then I'll open it up to any questions. This is just a photo from our movie night last year down on First Year Village. Picture of our Topper Walk last year. Great one. We've given the WKU shirt for that first night for the photo. Here's our photo on the field. Cluster blocks. That's where we take them into the small groups. Get to know them a little better. A lot of our different organizations have their evening events. This one is actually put on by ISAC in Living Color Community Bash. Master Plan's Got Talent. That was a new one last year, and it was exciting. We only had to turn the microphone off once. It's fun. Our Living Learning Community Socials. And we even bring out Mr. Western himself, Lee Robertson, to participate in the scavenger hunt. You know, they're running across campus, and we force them to sit down and have a little conversation with him and share a little wisdom. And then Topper Traditions. This is where we end on Friday with teaching them flight song. They might be a little tired going into Friday, but we lift their spirits, and we get them on their feet at Topper Tradition. And then Topper Fest. And then Saturday's Big Red Blitz, just a little photo. Before we tell you that you can follow us all next week on any of our social channels, we will be doing pictures, videos all next week, and we would love to have you watch along, watch our students in action. Any questions that you guys have about Master Plan that I can help answer?
Great program.
Yes. It is a great program.
Great program.
Yep. I am not the genius behind it by any means. I'm proud to have a really great team to help put it on. Thank you, guys. It's a great program.
That's awesome. I love Master Plan. So.
Thanks. Thanks. Yep. It's a great one.
Do you feel like it just grows and grows and grows, like it started smaller and maybe it's getting bigger and bigger?
For sure. Yeah, it really does. You know, we had some tough years through COVID, but it never quit. They did Master Plan even through COVID. And, you know, 20 and 21 numbers were a little down, but we are back up right where we were. Yeah, it's a great program.
You all added a tradition side is one new thing that came, the walk.
Yes.
Symbolic walk, that was important to me. And then the
community event will grow over time. This is the third year for Topperfest, and it was a way after COVID to come together as a community to start the year. How do you engage the students in that? But it's last year it felt real, and this year it's going to be better.
What's the name of the event at Diplo Ring right before the
Topper Traditions? Yes.
Last year I was on campus, so I just snuck in the back and watched that, and just to see the energy in there, it was invigorating to see, you know, that many people so happy to be here and so excited to get everything going. And kudos to you and all you put up with during that. And so it was, if you're around, I would suggest sneaking in and watching some of this.
Don't get caught with a blue shirt.
So is this for transfer students also?
Transfer students, yes, they can participate in it. It's up to them. I mean, it is mainly for first-year students, but if we have transfer students that call us and want to come, absolutely, we let them.
What a great orientation into the culture.
Yes, it really is. Before the hustle and bustle classes get started, they learn a lot on campus. And we hear stories for forever and beyond of friends they met, spouses they met, all during Master Plan Week.
Well, I'd even just say, I mean, the number of things that we do to get, it's so hard to take an outsider. We know the campus and we know what's going on. The number of volunteers you get to help move in, the number of volunteers we get when they come to the colleges to help with master plan and the orientation there. I think Martha's in charge of this. When we set up people to give directions on campus the first couple of days, I've done that the last few years. We're standing under the hot tents and we're getting bottles of water, and we have very lost souls coming up to us. We have no idea what's going on. Maybe. And we have our jobs on campus, but still the amount of volunteer work to take those outsiders and turn them into insiders who understand where we are, also know where they're going and how to get food and other things as well. It's a tremendous effort.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the